This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Ronald Reagan built a lot of political alliances during his presidency, helping the Republican Party to grow. At the same time, some groups resisted his appeals, notably African Americans. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has two conversations now about Reagan's legacy. A discussion on race relations will follow the first conversation on Reagan's political impact.
I spoke to two former political aides to President Reagan. Frank Donatelli worked on Reagan's presidential campaigns in 1976 and 1980. He also served as political advisor during the last 2 years of the Reagan presidency. Ed Rogers headed the White House Office of Political Affairs under Reagan. Rogers says Reagan transformed American politics and the Republican Party in fundamental ways.
He defined the modern Republican Party, and that definition still holds today. He defined conservatism, an anti-Soviet, strong military buildup, economic policy based on tax cuts, limited government. That found its greatest appeal, and still does, in what we call the Sun Belt, the Rocky Mountain West and the southeastern United States.
Frank Donatelli, would you agree that Reagan remade the Republican Party in his image by appealing, in fact, to voters who had never viewed themselves as conservatives or Republicans?
Yes, I think if you look at how Reagan conducted his campaigns from 1976 through 1984, Juan, what you see is that the whole issue definition of the Republican Party changes dramatically. In the social area, Reagan is the first pro-life candidate I think the Republican Party ever runs for president. In the economic area, he clearly moves away from balanced budgets through higher taxes in favor of supply-side economics by aggressively trying to tame government spending by cutting taxes. And in the foreign policy area, he moves decisively away from the dominant policy of the time, which was détente, toward a much more muscular approach toward engaging the Soviet Union and the Third World. So I think it is fair to say that the Republican Party that Reagan left in 1989 was vastly different from the one he inherited in 1980.
You know, I was thinking to myself that in 1975, it's about 18% of Americans who identify themselves as Republicans. And then you see this tremendous jump as you get people who are called Reagan Democrats, people who are in the labor parties. You get so many people who are college age even identifying with Reagan. Ed Rogers, how would you account for that transformation in the American electorate?
At least a part of it, again, was the perfect storm of the 1980 campaign where taxes had crept up, America was viewed as weak internationally, and along came Ronald Reagan with a plan and a style that was captivating and reassuring, and that was a very salient message compared to the Carter era of malaise.
Frank Donatelli?
Part of it was policy, but the other part was Reagan's personality. He had ability to inspire people. And I guess it's a mix of his personality, it's a mix of his optimism. His opponents would always decry the fact that his personal popularity outran his approval on issues. That's just another way of saying that he was a strong leader, that people were willing to put aside doubts and trust him to do the right thing for the country.
Let's talk about Reagan's TV ads, which were very upbeat, flag-waving, they weren't partisan or attacking. But Ed, when you look at TV ads today for politicians, they tend to be very negative, highly personal, partisan. Why didn't Reagan's legacy continue in terms of political advertising?
Reagan ran a popular, optimistic campaign. It's hard to be negative when you're preaching optimism, and again, that can-do spirit that Frank talked about. And so the campaigns and their ads did reflect the president's personality.
Frank Donatelli?
In fairness, I mean, look, he was a politician. He ran three national races. I don't think we should say that he never ran a negative ad. I mean, he ran some tough ads. I think a fair review of them would indicate that they really were policy-based. They were not personally based or nasty.
I wanted to ask one other question about Reagan's legacy. There's been some discussion about Reagan and race. Let's talk a second, Frank, about how the Republican Party has come to dominate white Southerners and blacks have pretty much been alienated from the party. Is that part of the Reagan legacy as well?
Well, sadly, the Republicans' ability to attract black votes go well beyond Reagan's efforts. I mean, the last time that Republicans received a significant share of black votes is 1960. So there are a lot of Republican candidates that have whiffed on that score.
Well, Ed and Frank, thanks again very much.
Okay. Very nice to talk to you, Juan.
Frank Donatelli was a political advisor to Ronald Reagan. Ed Rogers served Reagan as White House political director.